Jacaranda FM. Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
In the traffic, finally starting to calm down on the highway. Still a bit slow from Sandton through Buccleuch and out towards Midrand at the moment. The N3 south from Galilee's to Van Buren starting to look better. However, the Mike 1 from just after Killarney Bend down through Crown is still busy.
The Public Service Association has urged caution when using the Limpopo border post in Mpumalanga during the festive season due to unrest in Mozambique. Protests over election disputes since October have disrupted traffic and trade along the Maputo corridor as movement remains limited. Transport Minister Barbara Creasy has since advised suspending heavy cargo transit. And a pro-democracy lawyers group says a Sudanese military airstrike on a market in North Darfur killed more than 100 people. Tens of thousands have been killed and millions displaced in the 20-month war between the RSF and Sudan's army that has left the northeastern African country on the brink of famine, according to aid agencies. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities looks at the markets.
Got some mixed in early trade with the Nasdaq leading up 0.4% while the Dow Jones is down 0.2% at this stage. Stock benchmarks in Europe are mostly down with the FTSE and the CAC 40 in Paris down 0.8% while the DAX in Germany is trading slightly higher. The Rand lost ground to major currencies today, down 0.5% to the US dollar and the British pound, and 0.3% weaker to the euro. Gold is stronger by 1.1%, while Brent crude oil is down 0.2% this afternoon.
And then over to company news.
In US company news, tech and data center firm Oracle is down 8% after results that underwhelmed investors. This after a recent run up to a record high for the stock.
A dollar is trading at R17.88, a euro R18.77, and a pound R22.78. Gold is trading at $2,691.51 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $72.57 per barrel. I'm Miel Pinaar, more news at 7.
Tyd vir die sport en dit word geborg deur Superbets. Wen is nie net iets wat jou span kan doen nie, wen vir jouself by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
Well, we start off with the live cricket action from Kingsmead in Durban, where the Proteas are playing against Pakistan, and the captain, Hendrik Claassen, batted first after winning the toss. Not looking good for the Proteas at the top of the order. Reeza Hendricks, Rossi van Addison and Matthew Brietzka all back in the pavilion, making combined 16 between the three of them. Dave Miller is there, though, with Hendrik Claassen, and they're on 8 and 18 runs, respectively. So the score at the moment, 43 for 3 after having won the toss in chosen to bat. And refreshed and raring to go after a weather-enforced domestic postponement, Liverpool will seek a sixth win from six in the 2024-25 Champions League when they travel to La Liga upstarts Girona later today. Arne Slot's men proposed a Merseyside derby be called off over the weekend as the wind battered the shores in Britain, while the hosts were comprehensively seen off by Real Madrid in La Liga. Here is Arne Slot.
We've got, for the last 5, 6, 7, or 8 weeks, 4 players available for 3 positions, and so we've rotated once in a while, mostly the left wing and the 9 position, where our right winger has always been Mo Salah till now.
That match does kick off a little bit earlier on than the others at 19:45, but the real action starts when Atalanta take on Real Madrid at 10 o'clock. Those are the big sporting times in the world of football. Leverkusen take on Inter Milan, Bruges take on Sporting, and Shakhtar take on Bayern Munich. Of course, so Liverpool, I guess you would say, are the curtain raisers of the Champions League football tonight.
Stop.
Tottenham Hotspur defender Christian Romero said that the club's board are the...